The Rambam says in Perek Aleph from Hilchos Brachos, Alach Beis and Gimel, Umedivei Sofen Levarach Al Kol Meichel Tchila VaAchakach Yehena Mimenu VaFilu Niskaven Lechol Al Lishtos Kolshi Mevarach VaAchakach Yehena. Though you have to make a Birkas Hanen before you eat anything or have Hanor from something, VaChol Anel Abla Bracha Maal. And then the Rambam continues, Ukeshem Shemevarachim Al Hanor Kach Mevarachim Al Kol Mitzvah Umitzvah VaAchakach Yasa Osa. And the Rambam says, Keshem, just as you have to make a bracha on Hanor, so you have to make a birkas a mitzvah before you do a mitzvah. So from the Rambam, you see that the birkas, as we know, the birkas anenin are matirim. As the Rambam says, without the bracha, it's mol, and the bracha is pidyon. So the bracha is a matir. So, Keshem, the bracha on mitzvahs, the birkas on mitzvahs, are also a matir. It's not only birkas shevach. But in order to do a mitzvah before you do a mitzvah, you need netilas reshus. You can't just come and knock on Kodesh Baruch Hu's door, kav yocho. It requires a matir. And the source for this, the Rav said, is the Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Bo mi name Rav Chista, misha ocho v'shosav lo birich, mao sheyachzi bivarach. What if a person ate without making a bracha? Can he make the bracha afterwards? Amlo misha ochel shum v'rechel nodav yachzor v'yochel shum. Amlo kadesh v'rechel nodav. That once you did it and you ate, you can't make the bracha afterwards. Amlo Ravina, so Ravina asks, Hilka chafilo gamu sudoso yachzor v'yavarach. Desanya tovel v'ola oma v'aliyoso baruch ha-shikachom v'sosov v'tzvanu ala tefila. A person who goes to mikvah or geir who's megayah, he makes the bracha on the tefillah after he goes to the mikveh. So here also, just like the because of mitzvah and tefillah is done after, so let also the bracha on hanor and achila be able to be done after. He says, no, v'lohi, hasim mikor gavra l'chazi, hach mikor gavra chazi, v'hol v'itchi itchi. That thereby the tefillah, the bracha couldn't have been said before, so Chazal instituted that the bracha on tefillah can be said afterwards. But that doesn't apply to making a bracha on Hanor, because you could have made the bracha before. So you see that the Gemara compared, remarkably, Birkas HaMitzvah and Birkas HaNenin, and brings a proof. Just like by tefillah, you can make a bracha afterwards. Mo says, well, maybe then you can make a bracha on Hanor. How does the Gemara compare them? So you see that the Gemara has identified Birkas HaMitzvah and Birkas HaNenin, that both of them are matirim, and tefillah is an exception because Gavra L'Chazi, you couldn't make the bracha before. I should mention that this Rambam is, in a sense, L'Shitaso, because the Rambam paskins that all Birkas HaMitzvahs have to be done only before, and if you didn't say it before, you can't say the Birkas HaMitzvah afterwards. This is as opposed to the opinion of the Or Zeruah, who says that if you didn't say the Birkas HaMitzvah before, that you can say the Birkas HaMitzvah afterwards. And the Ramor seems to be citing this Or Zeruah, that's the source on the side. He says that if you couldn't make the bracha on Shechita before, because there was a suffix where the animal was a trefa, and you had to wait till after the Shechita to do the bdika, so then you can say the bracha afterwards. And the Shach disagrees with this Ramor, citing the Rambam, and saying, no, the Birkas HaMitzvah can only be said before. And this Ram is L'Shitaso, because the Ram thinks that Birkas HaMitzvah, as we pointed out, are matirim, and therefore it can only be said before, as Birkas HaNenin can only be said before, and not afterwards, with the exception of Birkas Tefillah, because Gavra Lo Chazi.